I like my seafood, and I like to fish, but I also love the great Wild West. I don't think I could ever relocate to Florida. On Monday, I opted to get a taste of fall Arizona. And so I drove up to Flagstaff Sunday night. I checked into the little base camp motel at the Snowball Road and got up the next morning and proceeded to hike, attempt to hike, to the summit of Humphreys Peak. And the golds and the yellows and the reds were so absolutely gorgeous that I couldn't encourage y'all enough. If you haven't made a trip north, and I understand that in the weeks leading up to now, some rooms were pretty hard to get. I was very fortunate. I contacted base camp. They had a room. I didn't need much. I was traveling by myself. So just a place to throw down for the night and get up in the morning. Rooms have been hard to find. But if you want to see fall color in Arizona, you're running out of time. Okay? Make the effort to get up and go check it out. And in that light, I just want to repeat what I had to say last hour. At the Snow Bowl, they've got the scenic gondola running today and tomorrow. And there's hardly an easier, more enjoyable way than riding that gondola up and back down. And that gondola was running last Monday while I was hiking. It was a little windy, but they still had it running. We were at about 60 mile an hour sustained with near the summit, 80 mile an hour gusts. So it was a little blustery, but you could still see all the beautiful fall colors.
Great. Hey, you know, we're here to answer your questions. We do have some text questions coming in. If you're the texter that asked about the light conversion, we need more. Rosie needs more information. Give us a call. If you wait, you might be a while before you get an answer. So 888-767-4348 is the best way to ever get a hold of Rosie without having to wait more than a few minutes. We love your questions. Also, the info at rosieonthehouse.com if you want to email us, for Saturday morning. That's awesome, too. We have a couple, 83 years old and 86 years old.
Okay.
And they had the had an inspection of the house and were told that they needed to replace the water softener, outdated and old. Oh. And she's like, you know what? We're too old to lift those bags of salt anymore. Do you have any saltless units that you recommend?
Oh, boy.
It's a loaded question.
That's a loaded question. It really is. Do we have their name at all?
Not right this second.
Okay. All right. So for the 80-year-old couple that is writing in about replacing their water softener, asking about treating their water without having to carry the salt bags. It is definitely one of the downsides of water softening. But you cannot soften water without an ion exchange, which requires sodium or potassium. You can soften water through nanofilters, but the nanofilter has to be about the size of a two-car garage, and it wastes so much water, it is not residentially viable, feasible, or logical. Any other water treatment that is not an ionic exchange is not water softening. It may at best be a descaling tool, but that's at best. I'm not a believer in anything that uses magnets wrapped around your pipe. That may change the character of water while it is in that magnetic field, but as soon as you turn the faucet on and ask that water to move outside of that magnetic field, it reverts right back to the way it was before it experienced that magnetic field. So they've got a challenge. They've been accustomed to soft water. It will be hard for them to grow accustomed to hard water. But they've got to beat the dilemma of salt bag, you know, 40, 60, and 80-pound salt bags.
Don't some of those companies provide someone to come out and do that for you as a service?
I'm going to encourage them to contact the Rosie Certified Water Conditioning Company in Arizona, Kinetico, or Water Treatment Technologies, and just discuss with them the service of having those delivered and installed. But if you're used to true soft water, you're not going to be happy with any of those claims of the alternative systems. I'll bet my bottom dollar on that.